Doubtful minds consider. Luke 12:29. And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Jesus is instructing his disciples on lessons of faith. All our problems are faith problems. Over and over, Jesus asks the same question, "Believest thou I am able to do this?" In some fashion or another, Jesus brings it all back to faith. Would to God that we would do the same and bring all our problems back to a measure of faith. In this chapter, a man comes to Jesus worried about his inheritance. Jesus tells him to beware of covetousness. He says, "Do not lay up treasure for yourselves, but be rich unto God." It takes faith to be rich unto God, to give to the Lord's work. We live in a land of takers and not givers, and sadly, many of God's people have that label. When it is all said and done, and your life is over, you will wish you would have given the Lord and his work much more. But a doubtful mind kept you from doing it. He said, "Take no thought for your life," not in the sense of being careless with your life, but in worrying. He says, "Consider the ravens. Would you consider the least of God's creation, the birds, and this particular bird? Consider, they neither sow nor reap, neither do they have a barn house to store their food in. They don't have bank accounts and loads of storage for all their goods. Yet the Lord takes care of them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? By your worry, can you add to your stature?" Oh, doubtful minds must exercise faith. Doubtful minds must consider. Why take ye thought for the rest, if you cannot add one cubit of stature to your own self? Then doubtful minds are to consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, but their beauty far surpasses the greatest of kings. So then God clothes them. Will he not clothe you, O ye of little faith? And doubtful minds? Consider, please consider, all of God's greatness, and depend on it, and trust him for it. Has he ever given you over to your greatest fears? Has he ever allowed them to triumph over you? No, I dare say he has not, and you would say the same thing. Doubtful minds, consider. God will take care of you. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Make every concern of life a matter of faith. Then it becomes a matter of prayer. And as a child of God, you are guaranteed the victory. Challenges come in our lives as Christians. Challenges come in all men's lives. But for the Christian, when challenges and trials come into their life, they are matters of faith. They are matters that are to be exercised in prayer. Those are to be triumphed over to our God in prayer. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So consider that God allows every trial, every heartache, every pain, every bit of suffering, every bit of affliction, every bit of challenge in your life, so that it may be a test of your faith, that you would weigh it in the balances, and you would not be found wanting, but your faith would be strong. God uses these things. O doubtful minds, consider.